destroyed it. He wouldn't do that. He couldn't. Why would he destroy it?
Because he hates it, said Alverda from across the galley table. Worse, Dorn amended. He fears it. Undeterred, Tamara said, he hasn't destroyed it. I'm certain of that. Yuan shook his head, more in wonder than contradiction. Leaning slightly toward Dorn, Tamara said,
you know the asteroid's coordinates, Harbin. You're going to lead us to it.
And if I refuse? She gestured toward Alverda.
We'll kill your friend.
Now wait, Yuan said, brows knitting. I'm the captain here, not you. Tamara smiled at him coldly.
I report directly to Mr. Humphreys. I outrank you, Cao.
Not on this ship.
Why do you want to see the artifact? Alverda asked.
Tamara's smile thinned.
Martin Humphreys is the most powerful man in the solar system, right? Well, this artifact, whatever it is, can give me a lever on him. If I can control the artifact, I can control Humphreys. It's that simple.
It may be a lot of things, Yuan said, but it's not simple. All you're going to accomplish is getting yourself killed, and me along with you.
Don't be a chick, Yuan. We're talking about real power here.
You're crazy. Her smile winked out.
Listen, Captain, she mocked. I'd prefer to do this with you, but I can do it without if I have to. Coop can replace you easily enough.
You're talking mutiny, Yuan growled.
Yes, I am, said Tamara.
Attack ship Viking, infirmary. Yuan escorted Alverda and Dorn back to the infirmary, looking decidedly unhappy. You'll be comfortable enough here, he said, motioning them through the open hatch. The ship isn't built to accommodate passengers. Alverda thanked him and stepped through. Dorn followed her. Yuan closed the hatch and left them alone.
She's mad. Insane, Alverda said as she went to her bed and sat on it.
Three sides of the bed were partitioned off.
Is she? Dorn wondered, standing next to her. She seems to understand how powerful the artifact can be.
But how can she hope to control Humphreys through it? If he hasn't already destroyed it, he must have it heavily guarded, sealed off from the rest of the world.
Perhaps. But she's a gambler, and she's willing to play for the very highest stakes.
Our lives!
And her own. If she's wrong about controlling Humphreys, he'll snuff her out like a candle flame.
Alverda felt tired, bone-weary.
Yet, perhaps there's some way we can use the artifact to bargain for our lives.
Your life, he said. I'm ready to die.
No!
He looked away from her. In a voice so low she could barely hear it, he said,
today, I realized how brittle this facade is. I could have killed her. All of them.
That was the drugs.
In my body, he retorted. My brain, my mind. I could have killed them all. I wanted to.
But you didn't.
He shook his head slowly. I don't want to go through that again. I want to be released from all this living.
Alverda searched for something she could say to help him, to ease his pain, to bring him back from his despair. But she found nothing.
With the enormous reluctance of a man who knew he would regret his decision, Victor keyed his comm console. This is the cargo ship Pleiades, he said, trying to keep his voice firm, unruffled. We are not in trouble. I repeat, not in trouble. We do not require assistance. Thank you. Hardly a moment later, the smiling young man's face appeared on Victor's comm screen. You are not emitting a tracking beacon, Pleiades, he said. We thought you were abandoned. Victor could see a glint of sunlight off a ship's hull on his main display screen. Vogeltot was still too far away for the cameras to show its shape. No, we're not abandoned. But you're running silent, eh? For the moment, yes. The man's toothy grin widened. My name is Volker. What's yours? Thinking swiftly, Victor said, Canaeus. Canaeus? Volker echoed. What's that, German? Greek. Ah, that's why I didn't understand it. It's Greek to me. Volker burst into a hearty laugh. Making himself smile back at the man, Victor said, Well, thanks for your offer of assistance. I'll be powering up soon and heading deeper into the belt. Volker's handsome face turned crafty. Wait a minute. According to the IAA register on my screen, Pleiades is captained by China Madagascar. Can I talk to her? The captain gave orders she's not to be disturbed. Did she? Yes. Well, you'd better wake her up, Greeky. We're coming aboard. Victor's main screen showed a flash of rocket exhaust against the starry background. He hesitated a bare fraction of a second, then punched his main propulsion controls. Pleiades lurched into acceleration. Sinking back into the padded command chair, Victor said to himself, Now it's a question of who's faster and better armed.
Cao Yuan went from the infirmary straight to the bridge. Coop was in the command chair. Tamara leaning over him in whispered conversation. Coop, Yuan called. Come with me. The big Hawaiian looked like a guilty little boy as he pulled himself to his feet. You too, Tamara, he said. It was crowded in the captain's quarters with the three of them there, but Yuan slid his door shut and leaned against it for a moment, eyeing them. Tamara went directly to the double-sized bunk and sat on its edge. Coop looked at the flimsy desk chair, decided against it, and remained standing. Take the recliner, Yuan said, pointing to the cushioned chair. It's okay, Captain, Coop said. I'll stay on my feet. We've got a command crisis here, Yuan said, without moving from the door. Tamara thinks she can give the orders aboard my ship. I report directly to Humphreys, I know, said Yuan. But I'm the captain of this ship. Like Ahab said, there's one god in heaven and one captain of the Pequod. Coop's chunky face screwed up in bewilderment. Pequod? You hold the balance of power here, Yuan said to his first mate. Whose orders are you going to follow, hers or mine? Yours, the Hawaiian answered without hesitation. You're certain? Sure, Captain. You're the captain, and that's it. Even if she goes to bed with you? Coop's face flamed red. Tamara actually smiled. We've already been in bed together, she said, her smile turning into a self-satisfied smirk. It was very enjoyable. I see, Yuan said tightly. That's got nothing to do with who's captain, Coop said. Yuan looked into his steady brown eyes. This is important, Coop. I can't have her going over my head. You've made your point, Captain, Tamara said. I'll follow your orders without question. No calling back to headquarters behind my back, Yuan said. Smiling again, she replied, I won't go over your head, or behind your back, or under your toes. All right, then. But we are going to find the artifact, aren't we? She added. Yuan hesitated. He knew that she wouldn't want to tell headquarters that she knew anything about the artifact. Humphreys wants the renegade and the sculptress killed because they know about it. He'll kill all of us if he knew that we know. Impatient with his silence, Tamara went on. We have Harbin and the artist. Our mission is completed once we eliminate them. But if we can get the artifact, we could get ourselves killed, Yuan snapped. Or be in control of the most powerful force in the solar system, she purred.
Cargo ship Pleiades. Bridge. Victor kept the fusion drive accelerating at one full G and watched Vogeltot dwindling in his wake. Nodding to himself, he thought that scavengers like Volker aren't looking for a hard and difficult chase. They want easy pickings, and there must be lots of them scattered around the belt. Ships that were blasted in battle during the war, ships that are abandoned or their crews killed. It wasn't until Vogeltot had disappeared altogether from his screen that the frightening thought hit him. What if a scavenger finds Syracuse before I do? What if that bastard Volker follows me and finds Syracuse because I lead him to her? No, He shook his head to clear the